A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And the Lord said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God. And now the Lord says, who formed me from in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. The Lord says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. Truly you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you. When I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth, I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the Sabbath, Paul and his companions went to the synagogue, and the officials of the synagogue invited them to address the people. So Paul stood up and began to speak. You Israelites, and all who fear God, listen. God made David king of our ancestors. In his testimony about him, God said, I have found David, son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will carry out all of my wishes. Of this man's posterity, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John had already proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his work, he said, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but one is coming after me I am not worthy to untie the thong of the sandals of his feet. You descendants of Abraham's family and others who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia. Your child will be called prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord to prepare his ways. Alleluia.
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 The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. The time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard the mercy that God had shown her, they rejoiced with her. And they all came together on the eighth day for the circumcision of the child. They were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, his name is John." They argued with her and explained that no one in her family had that name. And then they motioned to the father, asking him what he would name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and on the writing tablet, he wrote, "His name is John." All the neighbors were afraid, and word of this event spread throughout the hillside of Judea. And everyone who heard about it pondered it, wondering what this child would become. For surely the hand of God rested upon him. The child grew, progressed in spirit, and lived in the wilderness until that day when he publicly came to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.